And welcome back.
Pete McMurray.
Great show, great topic.
WGN Radio.
The auto show starts on Saturday. Friday is their big charity fundraiser. It's called First Look. And the entertainment on Friday night is the Chicago Six featuring some of the members of the 85 Super Bowl Bears. On the phone with us, number 99 and number 76, Hamp and Mongo.
Hey, we got number 55 here, Otis Wilson.
Otis is there too? Are you kidding me?
We're in bad practice right now. We got a big show to do Friday for Chevy, baby.
You know, when Hamp told me, I wanted to put him on tonight to talk about it, when he told me that you were...
Can you hear them? They're practicing. Ooh, that sounds good, boy.
Okay, Mongo, I have a question for you.
I can hear you, baby. Keep
Hold on. Let me hear Otis a little bit.
Here you go.
That is Otis, man. I got to tell you, I couldn't believe that Otis could sing, and he came in studio a few months back and sang for us.
If I was a 50-year-old fat woman, I'd be throwing my panties at him.
Mongo, it's you, Otis, Hamp. Who are the other three? It's the Chicago Six. Who are the other three in the band?
We got three other musicians from Chicago.
Okay.
And they're good, baby.
Can you play an instrument?
We're amazing. I can see people's eyes open like deer caught in the headlights when we start playing for them at our kids, the concerts we've done.
Can you play an instrument?
We threw the Midwest to all the town fest this summer, and we're hoping to do it again.
I remember that. Now, can you play an instrument, Mongo, or you just sing?
Yeah, I bang around on the rhythm guitar. I'm trying to learn. But I'm really more of a Texas troubadour, baby. I'm a singing songbird.
Okay. What time do you go on stage Friday night?
I think we're on from 7 to 9. I think it's the black tie party. We're going to be in tuxes.
Yes, it is. I was going to ask, are you wearing a tux?
Oh, yes, baby. That's as pretty as I look now.
Okay, I know Otis does Under the Boardwalk, Stand By Me. What songs are you singing?
Oh, I've sung some Lynyrd Skynyrd and some Bob Seger, Turn the Page. I sing about my life, Pete.
Turn the page.
The things I've done and the things I've seen in this world.
Okay.
Like raindrops in time.
I love that. I love that we finally have Otis back on the show. Otis goes missing.
I've got two songs I need that jumpsuit you wore.
The Elvis.
Yes.
That's right. The last time Mongo came in, I was wearing the Elvis jumpsuit.
Baby.
Nice. What's Hamp doing right now? Is Hamp playing guitar?
Yeah, Hamp's playing his bass right now, and we're just singing a couple of tunes that we might put in the act. Oh, we've got a bank of songs now.
What are you guys opening with? It's got to be a great tune to grab the crowd right away.
We're going to open up with a Blues Brothers song, my friend.
Which one?
I'm going to let Dan Hampton tell you. Here he is.
All right.
Pete, how are you, my friend?
Hamp, when you said that you had band practice, I thought it would be over when we put you on the air. I didn't realize you're actually at band practice right now.
We are in band practice. You know, having band practice is one thing, but in band practice is another. And we're putting the finishing touches on the show for Friday night at the Chevy stage there at the auto show.
Who puts together the set list? Is that you, or do you guys vote on it?
Well, actually, we've gotten a lot of like interplay with the guys. Otis, you know, he sings a lot of Motown stuff, and we, you know, intersperse that with some stuff that Mongo does, I do, and you know, we've got about 40 songs that we play, and we've played probably 25 times, and every place we've played, everybody has really been wonderfully receptive. So everything is good. Once you chat with Otis, he's kind of like King Motown. And you know what? It's so apropos, because Chevy is made where? That's right. Motown. So hold on.
I love that he gets the Chevy plug in, too. Look at that. He drives a Chevy truck.
There you go.
He's got to get it in. Otis.
So who am I elaborating with?
Otis, this is Pete McMurray on WGN. How are you, buddy?
Steve, I can't complain.
No, it's Pete.
Cripple crab on crutches. Catch your foot on the rock. Don't you dare stop.
It's Otis. It's Pete. You've been on the show a half a dozen times.
I know. How you guys doing?
Otis, are you going to sing the Blues Brothers to open up the set on Friday?
Well, we got a little bit of everything. Like I think they indicated, we got about 40 pieces, and we just going to have some fun. We play for an hour, and then we take a break, and we play for another hour. So whatever the lineup is, that's what we're going to get into. We got a little Blues Brothers. We got a little Motown. We got a little bit of everything.
Well, Otis, you sound great doing the R&B and doing the Motown. What's your favorite song to do on stage?
Oh, My Girl. You know, that always gets the girls.
My Girl. Can you give us a little right now? Can you do it?
I kind of want to hear it.
Let me see here. My Girl.
Okay.
I got sunshine on a cloudy day. When it's cold outside, I got the month of May. That's it. You got to come to the show to get the rest.
I mean, I got to tell you, Otis, I was shocked the first time I heard you sing when you sang for us in studio. You've got a great voice. Have you sang your whole life?
Thank you.
Have you sang your whole life?
Well, as a child, I did a lot of singing, but I never did it in front of anybody. It was just my own personal use, and it was just a habit I had and a fun habit. And you know, my grandmother to really take you back. You know, back when I was growing up, my grandmother was an entrepreneur, and she had a record store. And she used to sell the 45s, the 33s, and the 78s. I'm dating myself here.
Really?
So she was on the wax, and every time somebody would come in the store and said, "Do you know this song?" I would actually sing it, and they say, "Yeah, that's the one," and I go right to the chef, get it to him, and take that dollar.
No wonder you can sing so many songs. You grew up in a record store.
Yes, indeed.
Man, is that fantastic. Wow.
Well, it's fun. I mean, you know, I really do it, you know, to get together with the boys. I mean, we got a great band. I mean, these guys that play behind us are unbelievable. I mean, they're professional musicians, and they're great guys, and you know, Hampton and Steve and I just get up there and fart around, but those are the real guys that's back there, so we have a great time with them.
Otis, can Hamp sing?
No, Hampton can't sing. He can play the bass, though. We don't let Hamp sing too much.
Now, I've heard you sing. How about Mongo? Can he sing?
Mongo can sing. Surprisingly, he gets it out there.
Really?
He sings his life story, so you can imagine what that's like.
And he can hit the high notes.
Well, he's a mellow guy. He's a mellow. He ain't trying to squeeze his nuts.
I think if he's doing Turn the Page, a little Bob Seger,
he's got that country western stuff down.
Yeah. You're not hitting the high notes on those.
No, I hit all the high notes. Me and Eddie.
I love it. Otis, thank you very much, man. We'll see you on Friday, okay?
All right, my brother. You take care.
Tell everybody I love him. All right.
Will do.
Okay. Take care.
I love you guys.
All right. When Hamp told me that those guys were practicing tonight, I really thought that they'd be done and he'd call me and give me an update. I mean, they're actually at practice right now.
Did you ever think you would hear 385 Bears serenade you on the air?
Otis is a good singer.
Yeah.
He's a good singer, man. Wow. I'll be there Friday night. I can't wait. 7 to 9. First look at the Chicago Auto Show, and of course, Hamp is very happy that they're right next to the Chevy display at McCormick Place.